Hello, I'm Nick Qureshi with the BBC News. The car manufacturer Volkswagen has denied claims by US regulators that some of its luxury brands were also fitted with devices to cheat pollution tests. The Environmental Protection Agency said at least 10,000 vehicles with six-cylinder, three-litre engines, such as Porsches and Audis, were affected. Our Washington correspondent Gary O'Donoghue explains VW's response.
There are a couple of statements, actually, which are not entirely consistent. One from the parent company in Germany, which says that there wasn't any software installed in these models. They're talking about Audi and Porsche models that were designed to give misleading emissions levels. But then a separate statement from the Porsche, the division, which say that they're surprised because all their information up until now was that cars were compliant. The problem here, of course, is that the man who's heading up the whole group now, Matthias Müller, he used to lead the Porsche division, and there'll be more questions for him now.
The head of Russia's Federal Aviation Agency, Alexander Naradko, has said it's too early to speculate what caused the crash of a Russian plane in Egypt on Saturday. The airline Metrojet says it's ruled out pilot error or a technical fault, blaming what it called an external influence for the disaster. But Mr. Naradko said this view was not based on facts. All 224 people on board died when the plane broke up over the Sinai Peninsula. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford's in St. Petersburg. She says the airline has been on the defensive since the disaster.
The very first press statement that they made, they were extremely edgy, extremely defensive, a rather peculiar attitude, I suppose you might say, immediately after one of their airplanes had come down. Their latest statement essentially looks to be pointing the finger of blame as far away as possible from the airline itself.
A group of British MPs have strongly opposed the UK joining airstrikes against Islamist militants in Syria. The influential Foreign Affairs Select Committee said there should be no extension of military action without a coherent international strategy to defeat Islamic State militants and to end the civil war in Syria. The committee said the government's focus on extending airstrikes is a distraction from the task of resolving the conflict. The three owners of a nightclub in the Romanian capital Bucharest, where 31 people died in a fire on Friday, have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter. James Kelly reports.
Prosecutors said the men were questioned for several hours about the blaze, which started when fireworks set off by a band performing at the venue ignited insulation foam on a pillar and spread quickly. More than 400 people were inside the building. Many were trapped as they tried to leave by the one small exit. Romanian media and witnesses have questioned safety procedures at the club, the absence of an emergency exit, and the use of flammable material to soundproof the building. More than 130 people are still in hospital. Half of them are in a critical condition.
James Kelly reporting. World News from the BBC. The BBC has received pictures of what appears to be a rocket-making factory belonging to the Islamist group Boko Haram in northeastern Nigeria. The pictures show a number of freshly made rockets in what's believed to be a laboratory at a college in Borno State. The Vatican says a priest and a former employee have been arrested on suspicion of leaking confidential documents to journalists. The leaked papers form the basis of two forthcoming books on the state of the Vatican's finances. Both of those arrested were members of a commission set up by Pope Francis to help reform the church bureaucracy. Police in Lyon have arrested two French pilots who fled the Dominican Republic last week after being convicted of drug trafficking. Pascal Faure and Bruno Odo have been sentenced to 20 years in jail after 26 suitcases stuffed with cocaine were found on their plane. According to French media, the men escaped from the Dominican Republic with the help of former intelligence agents. The two pilots deny the charges. The authorities in the Dominican Republic say they'll seek their extradition. President Obama has signed into law a two-year budget without which the government could have defaulted on its debts by Tuesday. The deal, passed by Congress last week, allows the government to increase spending by an extra $80 billion. President Obama praised Democratic and Republican leaders for compromising.
I think it is a signal of how Washington should work, and my hope is now that they build on this agreement with spending bills that also invest in America's priorities without getting sidetracked by a whole bunch of ideological issues that have nothing to do with our budget.
A new Star Trek television series is to be produced, but it won't include Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. The US TV network CBS said the series would premiere in January 2017 and would introduce new characters and new civilizations. It's unclear when the rest of the world will see it. BBC News.